Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Good to be with you on this Thursday morning. And joining us in the studio is Brian Dukes. He is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429 Schools. Mr. Dukes, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it was hard to catch you because I know that school administrators don't do anything during the summertime. They just kick up their heels and take life easy. And, of course, I'm lying. Don't anyone believe that the administrators are working just as hard in the summertime as they are any other time of the year. So what's going on? What do we have to report?
Well, we got a lot going on, obviously, just from the school building standpoint. We've got our cleaning crews working really hard, trying to get buildings ready. And it pretty much takes us the whole summer to strip floors and do what we need to do so the buildings are tidy when the kids come back. So that's we're pretty much on pace where we need to be at this point coming to the end of June and projected to be done when we need to be done when we come back in August, which is exciting. We've got a lot of teachers that are still staying busy. I know often you hear, what do teachers do during the summer? And we've got two different groups of teachers right now that are putting in a lot of time and improving their craft to make sure that we're better off when we come back in August and kids have new opportunities that will be presented to them and really kind of change the way we continue to do things.
Can you be more specific? What exactly are they studying?
Yeah, so we've got one group that I had talked about a month or two ago. We were awarded a grant with the Regional Office of Education that we partnered with to offer STEAM opportunities for teachers, and it's a two-year commitment where teachers will spend 10 days in the classroom, basically full-time, where they're writing lesson plans, they're writing assessments that are all STEAM-based, where when they come back in the fall, they're going to be able to implement those units right away and really just get some experience to the kids again on those STEAM activities. We've got teachers from preschool all the way to the junior high, so we've got a full range of teachers in that group getting new ideas, collaborating with other school districts while they're down there. There's, just over 30 teachers that are a part of this group, and we've got about a third of the teachers, which is really exciting to have them down there. And then just being able to collaborate with other districts and kind of pick people's brains of, well, we do it this way. How do you guys do things? And really be able to collaborate and build relationships for us down the road.
The whole notion of best practices, we hear that in the corporate sector a lot. It's nice to know that that kind of information is being shared in education as well. And just as a reminder for folks, we hear about STEM a lot, but STEAM adds an arts component.
Yeah, so that's been, one of our big talking points this last school year to prepare for next school year, and this is just one more thing that we're doing to make sure we're staying ahead of the game. And, I talk all the time about making sure our kids are getting the same education as somebody in the south suburbs, in the north suburbs of Chicago, downstate, that our kids are getting those same experiences and getting the skills necessary to make sure that they're successful in high school and college and beyond. So, this is a huge component of that, and that's something we're really excited to offer our children here in Pontiac.
And, of course, one of the other nice things in Pontiac, in earlier discussions, we've talked about the fact that the kids have access to technology in District 429 that is going to enable them to get the full experience of these new technologies that are emerging.
Yeah, and I don't, I talk about it all the time, but some people don't understand fully of, every single one of our kids has access to a Chromebook. We are one-to-one here in our school district, which is exciting because obviously as they leave us, the high school is one-to-one as well. So our kids are prepared and ready to take on the newest challenges at the high school. And being able to have things online at their fingertips and for teachers to have that access, we can really gear it towards what an individual student needs as well as a group of students. So, that's really exciting. And in the second professional development opportunity we have going with a group of teachers actually in Bloomington as well is what's called the FEAST Conference. And so a week-long conference that's really geared towards innovation and technology and best practice again. And we've got another probably 10 teachers down there for a week of nonstop professional development, collaborating with others, and really, again, just making sure that we are on our top game when we come back in August and we have new ideas to share with grade levels and departments. For those that couldn't attend those different workshops over the summer. So really kudos to those teachers that are putting in the time that are able to do that over the summer and really help us move the needle coming back in August.
We're talking with Brian Dukes this morning. He is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429 schools. We've been talking about some of the good things going on in District 429. I guess we have to ask the inevitable question. Have you heard anything about what might happen in Springfield? The lawmakers are back in session. Have you heard anything from where you sit?
Well, yeah, I know yesterday was their first day back for special session. I believe the House was in session for about 7 minutes. I think the Senate was in session for about 10 minutes. So that kind of just gears you towards the thought process of what's really going to get done, if anything. Obviously, the fiscal year turns over on June 30th, which is next Friday. So we're coming down to the last 9 days here to see if anything will be done. We continue to urge our parents and families to pick up the phone and call their legislator. I mean, the pressure needs to be put on more than ever. We're looking at, when I was calculating last night, we're at $1.3 million that is owed to this from the state of Illinois to Pontiac 429. When you're working on a $12 million budget, that's a good chunk of revenue that you're waiting to come in the last week before the fiscal year turns over. So, we continue to wait and hope pressure gets put on. But at the same time, as we'll talk at our board meeting a week from now, of being realistic of, we probably will not see that money. The state's going to get away with shortchanging us $1.3 million, and we're just going to have to live with it. I continue to talk to educators, and it's starting to fall on deaf ears, which is why taxpayers need to pick up the phone. They're not listening to educators, I feel like, at this point. They just kind of assume we'll figure something out, which is really unfortunate. So we'll have our board meeting to kind of wrap up our budget cycle for the year next week and kind of talk about here's where we're at and here's what we need to start to discuss, with the hopes of by the 30th that we'll pass the budget. People need to understand of if we don't have a state budget, not only do we not get state revenue, we do not get federal revenue. So, that's easily over 50% of our revenue that we count on starting July 1st that we don't even know what, if any, we're going to receive. So the planning and backup plans have already started. Obviously, we want to wait it out to make sure that that is going to be crisis mode come July. But, we're going to go as is starting August. Our programs are and our teachers are already guaranteed to come back. We have to make those decisions in March. So those decisions have been made. We'll look to try to obviously do everything humanly possible to survive, those next couple of months and hope that something will get resolved out in Springfield.
There was some movement on Senate Bill 1. This is Senator Andy Menard's school funding reformation proposition. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in the evidence-based model, and every single school district in this county benefits greatly from the evidence-based model. When they put us through the formula, which basically takes 27 elements that are research-based, it shows that Pontiac 429 is only being funded at a 63% rate with Senate Bill 1, which shows you that we've got a long ways to go before we're actually where we need to be as far as funding goes to be, providing a top-level education as far as the funding side of things. Obviously the Republicans have pushed back and thrown Chicago Public Schools into the mix and the bailout, and I understand where their point of view is on all of that, but at the same time, over time, the evidence-based model will give us best opportunity moving forward to be successful, and that's for all schools across the state of Illinois and especially our school districts here in the county. And I will take up any day of the week when you're going to tell me, here's what you need to do to be funded at a higher level, and it's research-based. That allows our school board to make decisions of what's best for our kids. And if those decisions match up to the funding formula and the evidence, obviously we're going to receive more funding. So, our school board and myself will take that challenge on any day of the week if given the opportunity. And we hope that something can be resolved when it comes to the funding formula. So we wait patiently. We continue to share that information, and we hope that something gets done here in the next 9 days.
Well, we'll keep hoping for that, and if something does happen, we'll have you back up. How does that sound?
Oh, I'd appreciate it. It'd be a good time.
Brian Dukes is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 429. That's all the time we have this morning, but he joins us about once a month right here on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. As we say, perhaps when we meet again in a month, we'll have more to talk about in terms of something actually happening in Springfield.
Hopefully some good news coming out of Springfield for once.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.